north, the south, the east, the west, the northeast, the northwest, the southeast, the southwest, and above and below. All beings of earth, air, fire, and water. We pay homage with the way that we live our life. No beginning, no end. Just precepts. No matter what the conditions, we only meet them in this moment. We are more vividly stirred by those we meet directly through our body, through our senses. It's more of a reach to be stirred by conditions, no matter how dire, that are outside of our sphere of sense, our sense sphere, that we reach through our minds, which demonstrates the wisdom of a spiritual approach that is always through the body. It demonstrates the limits of living just a mental life, of taking refuge in the mental, which is one vital part, but it is hollow and removed from the heart awareness without the body, without living through the body. So precepts bring us to how we use our body, our thoughts, our speech, and actions. We always come back to and are guided by the wisdom, the infinite wisdom, wisdom that is infinitely applicable no matter which way we are, which direction we are pointed. And so today we really want to dig in a bit to the activity of precepted living. Pure precepts, which are the precepts that have the least specific but the widest embrace. So the first one being cease from evil, release from all self-attachment. Cease from evil directly points to the source of evil. The source of all harm is self-attachment. And how does that limit awareness, the awareness of the heart? Cease from self-attachment. That's referring to me, mine, which is so ties us to a fear-based approach. When we have a me, we need to protect it. We need to define it. Define by excluding. Inclusion and exclusion. The wisdom of this is so often we really don't know what to do, but we can have a sense of what we shouldn't do. And sometimes that's all we have to guide us. Do only good, take selfless action. Selfless action. Any action that we take is always present moment. That is a direct instruction to when in doubt, be very present. And you can sense some, what to do, what not to do, and when just to pause and do nothing. To ask who is doing, or what do I think I'm doing? Just in the same way that we ask somebody else, what do you think you're doing? How do we know what action, good action is? We don't. We just do our best. What is arising is so infinite at any moment. There are so many factors that are coming to fruition. All we can do is just do our best, guided by precepts. How do we relate to the natural world, guided by the precepts? This is the work of this day. This is the work of our life now. Doing good for others means embracing all conditions. To the extent that we are aware of the conditions. Not turning away, but facing directly. And then there are the 10 grave precepts. Grave because they are meant seriously. Take them seriously. We work all the time with the various meanings of these precepts as they apply to our current moment. So as we go walking today, which we will do in a moment, we're going to ask you to take up the practice of one particular precept. We'll be passing them around. You are to randomly select, reach into the bowl and pluck one out, and that's your precept for the walk. To use it like a koan, so it's not that you walk thinking about it. In koans, the way my teacher Chosen describes working with koans is you develop present moment awareness. Present moment, present moment, present moment, and then you drop the koan into the midst of the present moment periodically and let it do its work. It does not work through thought, although there's always thought, but there's a lot more that goes on. So that's how we recommend you you work with your koan today, your precept, as you take a walk. How does it relate to the creatures and the life forms that you encounter as you walk along? How is what's the relationship of this guidance to what you encounter? When I think about doing this exercise, the only thing I come up with is just a sense of openness and curiosity. So I encourage you to not have to know anything, not have to come up with anything clever, any conclusions, just let whatever comes forward come forward, as we've been doing.